Proposed amendments to Senate Bill 108B. Legislative Council has drafted proposed conference committee amendments to Senate Bill 108B. And members there's a flaw in the amendments as they currently stand, and what we will work with today is a new B13 amendment that will combine the substance of the B11 and B10 amendments. So, Senator Pruszynski.
Do you not have
Madam Chair, just a quick question. We have 10s and 11s.
We have the 10s.
Yeah, what we're going to do is, Madam Chair, if I may,
yes.
I'm going to make a motion that we adopt the 10s and the 11s.
We can do that.
They will then put it together into whatever, and it will be, taken care of by OC with their magic.
Okay, before we do that, does everyone have copies of the dash 10 and 11 amendments?
No. The 11s, I gave my couple, one to the chair and one to staff.
Okay. So. We will be in recess for 5 minutes while we get this taken care of. Bill 108B, I thank you all for your patience. And I think what we'll do is I will ask for Senator Pruszynski for a motion on the dash B10 amendment, and then we'll have some discussion on that. Senator Pruszynski.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the B10 amendments into Senate Bill 108B.
Senator Pruszynski has moved the adoption of the dash B10 amendments into Senate Bill 108. And at this time, I'd like to invite Senator Walker and her guest, Mr. Russell.
Oh, that's right, Senator.
We'll get everybody with a copy here before long.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Vicki Walker, State Senator, District 7. And I brought up with me Bob Russell with Oregon Trucking Association to address the committee. As you know, this is an issue I've been working on for two sessions because of a constituent whose six-year-old daughter was run over by a UPS truck and killed, of course. And so I've been trying to find an effort to bring safety measures to commercial vehicles. And we had cross-view mirrors, and we've tried doing that for two sessions. And it was a little bit of stubbornness and a little bit of miscommunication and a little bit failure to look at the bigger picture. But I have now seen the bigger picture and how the bill, as I had drafted before, had pretty broad ramifications that would have not been very workable. So I asked Mr. Russell to come in and assist me in making this work, and I think we've done that. So I'd like him to address you as to how we've done that.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Bob Russell, President of the Oregon Trucking Associations. And first, I want to thank Senator Walker for working with us. And there's a large group in the back of the room that was also very concerned about this particular provision. And I think everybody's comfortable at this point. Basically, what it does is you either have to have cross-view mirrors on a truck that's 10,000 pounds or over, or the driver has to actually physically look and make sure that the path is clear, whether they're going forward or backwards, before they get in the truck and drive away. So between the two provisions, it works operationally virtually for all segments except those that we've exempted, and there's a number of folks that are exempted where it's just impractical to do either the cross-view mirrors or to physically look. So we are absolutely pleased with the amendment. Another component of this is an educational effort. From our perspective, safety is all about education. And my organization will use this to educate our members and drivers and make sure that they are doing what the bill requires, which they should be today, quite frankly. And I know ODOT has also made a commitment to help educate drivers.
Thank you. And I presume that education function will include the Legislative Assembly.
Yes, Madam Chair, we'll actually start with the Legislative Assembly.
That's a very reassuring thing to hear.
Thank you. Good witness has already made their preparation for education in the House side of the chambers.
Well, I do like to see proactive thinking.
Madam Chair, that will be delivered as soon as the hearing is concluded to all the members of the House.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much for your cooperation, Mr. Russell, and thank you, Senator Walker, for your diligence on this. This is little truck amendment has had quite a winding road.
Yes, Madam Chair, it certainly has, and, you know, I just never take no for an answer, and sometimes you just have to step back and say to yourself, okay, let's think about this with a different head on our shoulders and how we might achieve our end. And so Ms. Russell and I were able to put our heads together, and I appreciate his willingness to work with it.
Okay, great. Are there questions from the conference committee? And welcome, Representative Gilman. Would you like to hear a recap of what Mr. Russell had to say?
Not necessary, thank you.
Okay. He's already worked you over, huh? Okay, that's good to hear. Any questions from the committee? Okay, we have a motion on the table to draft these, to include these amendments in Senate Bill 108. Are there any objections? So ordered. Senator Brzezinski.
Madam Chair, I move for the adoption of the B-11 amendments in the Senate Bill 108B.
Senator Brzezinski has moved adoption of the -B-11 amendments into Senate Bill 108. Do we have people in the audience who want to comment on this? Okay, we're cool on that. Senator Brzezinski, did you want to give a little explanation of these?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colleagues, the B-11s will just be used for clarification for those who serve on the House side. Remember that the Senate Bill 108 did pass over on that side, I believe back in earlier part of this month, maybe on the 7th. Whatever day it was, there was some question as to clarification as to basically coming off of a bicycle and falling into the lane. What we've decided to do, and we have gotten, let's say, buy-in and buy-off as to those interested parties, is to delete the three words off the bicycle on line 12, and that would cause the, for the purpose of this paragraph, a safe distance will mean that a distance that is sufficient to prevent contact with a person operating the bicycle if the person were to fall into the driver's lane of traffic. And speaking with Mr. Russell, he was comfortable with the change and thought that it would give some clarity where there was some questions on the floor. I am satisfied with that. I think it does make it clearer. And I have also asked Mr. Bricker with the BTA, and I believe he also was comfortable with that. And so that's a small change, but it's one that we hope will give more clarity to everyone in the process and as well as all of the users of the road.
Great. Thank you, Senator Brzezinski. We have quite a few bikers on this committee, and I think we can all vouch for the fact that one does not
cyclists.
Fall.
Yeah.
Cyclists.
I've never biker. Been a motorcycle.
I'm sorry. I always
biker. Biker, yeah. Bikers, leather, and
they're a
and
very
motors.
Sensitive bunch, Madam
Chair. Yeah, they are. Boy, I sure know that today. Cyclists. And we know that when we fall off, we take our bikes with us. We don't fall off of them. We take them with us. So is there any discussion or questions? Okay. Any objection to the amendment? So ordered. Senator Brzezinski.
Madam Chair, I move that the, I guess first is going to be that the Senate concur with the House amendments adopted June 7th, and that the bill be further amended with the B-10s and the B-11 amendments and be repassed.
Senator Brzezinski has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendment dated June 7th and that the bill be further amended with the -B-10 and -B-12 amendments and repassed. Is there any discussion? Objection. So ordered. And for the record, these amendments will be combined with a different number and the...
Out of here. Game doesn't start for two more hours.
Okay. Without further ado, we will adjourn this conference committee.
We got to sign.
Thank you, everyone. We all need to sign the report. Reopen for a second. Senator Pazansky, Senator...
Wing coat carry.
Senator Pazansky and Walker will co-carry on the Senate side, and who would you like to carry on the House side?
Who would we like? I'll go ahead and carry.
Representative Beyer will...
With some enthusiasm.
Really?
Carry on the House side, and we will re-adjourn the committee. It's been fun.
Oh.